Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Today, the Senate voted to renew the National Flood Insurance Program hours before it was set to expire during the height of hurricane season. The House passed a temporary extension for the program last week, authorizing it only through November. The Senate followed suit today.
Are there any senators wishing to vote or change their vote? If not, the yeas are 86, the nays are 12. The motion is agreed to.
Critics of the National Flood Insurance Program say it needs structural changes, not short-term extensions. Joining us now for more is Charlie Crist, former governor of Florida and a Democrat in the U.S. House of Representatives. He's in St. Petersburg, Florida. Congressman, welcome.
Jeremy, thanks for having me. It's always great to be with NPR.
Well, you were among the members of Congress to vote last week to reauthorize the National Flood Insurance Program through November. Why a four-month extension? Why hasn't Congress been able to settle on a long-term solution for this program?
You know, that's a great question, and I don't know that anybody really knows the answer to that, but I do know that what we do need is a long-term extension. And, you know, sometimes elections can make a big difference. I anticipate that may be the case this November as well. If the change that a lot of people expect happens does happen and the House flips, we might have a new chairman and then possibly an opportunity to get the sort of long-term extension that the people really deserve that will guarantee a lot more sustainability, accessibility, and affordability, which is incredibly important, especially in a state like Florida.
How do you make this program sustainable, though? The flood insurance program is now more than $20 billion in debt.
Well, fortunately, not long ago, the House gave up half that debt. And I think what we need to do is go, look, who's the debt owed to? It's owed to the federal government. So the federal government can forgive the debt. I think that ought to be part of what we do in order to make it more affordable, obviously. And I think that's not an unlikely scenario.
But there are many who would say, why should the federal government be on the hook for this risk that people who live in places where they're likely to get flooded, you know, they're making that decision to live there. Shouldn't they be on the hook for whatever money it costs if there is a disaster?
Well, I can tell you as a Floridian, we have paid the lion's share into the National Flood Insurance Program. So that kind of accountability, if you will, already does exist through FEMA with this program. I mean, it's the same kind of question you might ask, you know, why would we go in after a Katrina in New Orleans or an Irma as last year in Florida and help out these states, you know, that have a natural disaster? Or more present, the wildfires in California. Because we're Americans and we're all in this together is the short and simple answer. And we care about each other. And that's why we have these kind of programs. That's why we take care of each other. And that's why they exist.
But on the same token, you could say, well, we don't have an unlimited amount of money to spend on these kinds of things.
Well, we have enough money to do it. Apparently, it's worked so far. And I think it's important that we continue to understand that we need to take care of our fellow Americans. You know, from my point of view, Jeremy, I think it would be a much better system if we had a national catastrophic fund. And people in Congress have been calling for this for some time. I think that, you know, if we're going to end up coming in, it's, for example, after a Katrina anyway, or obviously, you know, once these wildfires are done in California, we're going to help those people in California, just like we helped people in the Northeast when the hurricane hit up there a few years ago. So, you know, if that's going to be the situation, why don't we go ahead and fund it up front? Make sure that we have, you know, good rates for people, a more stable system with a national catastrophic fund. I think that's the way we ought to be going in the future.
Do you think it is possible to effectively run this National Flood Insurance Program when you have a government that in many cases isn't addressing climate change at all?
They're difficult to rectify with one another. There's no question about it. And I think it's very important. Listen, I believe in climate change. I know that it's happening. As a Floridian, we see it daily. We are probably the state most susceptible to sea level rise as a result of climate change. So, you know, the more we can get the federal government and this administration in sync with the idea and the reality that climate change is real, that'll only help support programs like National Flood Insurance that much more. Having that positive, enlightened attitude and understanding of what's going on with climate change across our planet.
Congressman, I want to ask you one more question while we have you. You were the governor of Florida from 2007 to 2011. The current governor, Rick Scott, a Republican, is running to unseat the Democratic Senator Bill Nelson. Who do you think has the edge in that race? It's been very close.
It is close. There's no question about it. I think it will probably continue to be close right up and until Election Day. I'm supporting Senator Nelson. I think he's done a great job for our state in the U.S. Senate. And I hope things work out well for him, because then they'll work out well for Florida and America.
It's Charlie Crist, former governor of Florida, now a Democrat representing St. Petersburg in the U.S. House of Representatives. Congressman, thanks so much.
Thank you, Jeremy.